This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes struck several buildings and roads in a vital part of Gaza City Sunday. According to photos circulated by residents and journalists, the airstrikes created a crater that blocked one of the main roads leading to the largest hospital in the Strip. The health ministry said that the latest airstrikes left at least two dead and dozens wounded, including children and women. It said rescuers continue to dig through the rubble and had so far pulled up at least five more wounded. Pro-Palestinians and protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people shut down traffic on a major thoroughfare in West Los Angeles as they marched from outside the federal building to the Israeli consulate. The protesters waved signs that said Free Palestine and shouted Long Live Intifada or Uprising. Similar scenes played out in Boston, Washington, and San Francisco and other cities as demonstrators blocked traffic. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in the eastern western Chin state where martial law was declared. That occurred on Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. Government troops backed by helicopters were reported.